This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, January 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. New poll of farmers on 2024 election. Produce sector makes WIC case and broadband program winding down. Trump still the favorite of farmers. A new exclusive poll for AgriPulse shows Donald Trump has the backing of a strong plurality of farmers and ranchers. Some 39% of the 605 farmers surveyed said they would most likely vote for Trump, compared to 19% for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Joe Biden, the favorite of just 8% of those surveyed. The survey also finds that farmers and ranchers, especially Republicans and independents, believe the nation is on the wrong track. Now, for more results from the poll, plus a look at a Trump trade proposal that has alarmed farm groups, check out this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We also have fresh USDA data on foreign farm ownership. Produce sector makes WIC pitch. The International Fresh Produce Association has launched its largest ever ad campaign to raise awareness about funding needs for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Assistance Program. The six-figure, 30-second animated ad campaign will run across digital channels through the ongoing funding negotiations. IFPA and other WIC supporters are holding a WIC National Day of Action to make the case to lawmakers that the program needs more funding for fiscal 24. WIC will face a roughly $1 billion shortfall in FY24 if funding is continued at the current level. The House Appropriation Committee's Agriculture Appropriations Bill would cut fruit and vegetable benefits by 70% for women and 56% for children. IFPA estimates the industry would lose an estimated $1.2 billion in revenue each year from the reduction of the WIC fruit and vegetable benefit. Keep in mind, USDA is currently funded only until January 19th, and there is a growing sense on Capitol Hill that another stopgap funding bill will be needed to give negotiators time to finalize deals of the FY24 appropriation bills. Lawmakers haven't even released the allocations for the individual appropriation bills as yet. Note, yesterday's Daybreak incorrectly referred to a Democratic WIC letter as bipartisan. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Pending school lunch updates said to threaten meal programs. Increasing costs, staff shortages, and menu item shortages are the top three challenges facing school meal programs, that according to a new survey by the School Nutrition Association. Over 93% of school nutrition program directors expressed concerns about proposals for further sodium cuts and new milk and added sugar mandates. In April, USDA expects to finalize school nutrition standards to limit sodium and added sugar intake. With the last of pandemic funds expiring in September, SNA says school meal programs are, quote, ill-equipped to manage rising expenses. Just 17% of respondents believe the current reimbursement rate is sufficient to cover the cost of producing a lunch. SNA has asked Congress to permanently increase federal reimbursement rates by 40 cents per lunch and 15 cents per breakfast. inadequate funds and overly restrictive rules will soon cripple school meal programs, according to SNA President Chris DeRacio. DOL issues new independent contractor rule. Reversing the Trump administration, a new rule from the Labor Department makes it easier for workers to gain status as employees instead of being considered independent contractors. Roundly criticized by the business community, the rule describes independent contractors as workers who, quote, as a matter of economic reality, are not economically dependent on an employer for work and are in business for themselves. The rule, which is likely to face court challenges, is not intended to disrupt the businesses of independent contractors who are, as a matter of economic reality, in business for themselves. FCC ending broadband subsidies as funds dwindle. The Federal Communication Commission is preparing for an orderly wind down of the Affordable Connectivity Program, a popular broad-based subsidy set to run out of funds by April. That, according to a letter FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel sent to lawmakers. Rosenworcel said the commission would work with internet providers to give consumers notice about the end of the program, set a cutoff date for new households to enter the program, and determine a projected end date for the program. She urged Congress to appropriate more funds in the meantime. In summary, the ACP is in jeopardy and, absent additional funding, we could lose the significant progress this program has made toward closing the digital divide, Rosenworcel said in the letter. Cost-cutting time for corn and soybean growers. Corn and soy growers will have more reason than usual to cut costs this spring after making downward revisions in projected market prices. University of Illinois economists say farmers can expect negative returns on corn and soy in every region of the state this year. The economists are forecasting negative farmer returns on cash-rented land to be as high as $160 an acre on corn and $107 on soybeans in southern Illinois. While commodity prices are expected to be lower, they are not expected to decline enough to trigger farm program payments, the economist said. Well, here's today's He Said It. We will not be bullied by a few hard-right radicals. That's Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York referring to hardline House Republicans who have been objecting to the top-line spending agreement for FY24. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, January 10th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.